This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Climate change. China and the U.S. have, as you know, reached a landmark deal on global warming, committing both countries to big reductions in greenhouse gas emissions over the next decade. Lots has been said about how big a deal it is that there is a deal at all, and it is. What hasn't been talked about quite as much is what a big undertaking we are looking at, dialing back emissions to, say, 75% of what they were in 2005. How is that going to happen? Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
Here's the secret. These are reductions the Obama administration has basically already committed to. Ethan Zindler is an analyst with Bloomberg New Energy Finance.
If you're in the clean energy industry in the U.S. and you've been keeping up on these developments already, then this announcement probably doesn't represent a major game change for you.
If you're not in the clean energy industry, you may wonder what developments Zindler is talking about. One will be familiar. The Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Power Plan, proposed in June, is designed to decrease emissions from existing power plants, and that's big. A less well-known rule, still getting finalized, would strictly limit emissions from any new power plants. So old-style coal plants, the biggest emitters, effectively, new ones would be forbidden. Then there's a rule that's already in force, fuel efficiency standards for cars.
The average car that's sold, you know, this month is about 25% more fuel efficient than the one that was sold in the U.S. about 5 years ago.
The power plant rules are still proposals, and a new president could eventually undo them. But this agreement makes the whole framework a little stronger. Dan Bacall watches the electric power sector for the nonprofit group Ceres.
Anytime two major leaders, reach an agreement, it has some level of authority to it.
And the diplomatic partnership opens the door wider to cooperating on the how. Sue Tierney is an energy consultant with the Analysis Group.
There will continue to be really advanced technologies that we will cooperate on together. We need to figure out how to deal with the carbon emissions associated with coal.
Technology for cleaning up emissions from coal generators is experimental and costly. Tierney thinks teaming up with China could help. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.